This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Ketchup all the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the best cereals of all times. But first time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Quite a few birthdays today, so edit a few down for a time's sake, guys. Today I turned 24, a.k.a. the least interesting age to turn. Been a pretty garbage day, apart from my mom, so I was hoping to make a request. How about a big old bong rip and the captain talking about the time he and Charlie the Starkist Tuna went on that bender in Las Vegas? Have a good one, guys. That from Nathan.
Well, ahoy then. First, a big thank you to all the people that played Big Debbie and invited me to your little three-way. I'm bringing some gifts. As far as me and Charlie the Tutor going to Las Vegas, Charlie was all about finding a koi pond to swap juices with the locals. He even wore a shirt that read Koi Toy. Well, after getting on with his fish friends, Charlie said he wanted to sample some fruit. I said, okay. And then we met Siegfried and Roy backstage, and I let your imagination take you where it will. Crunch berries.
All the fellas want to wish my sister from another Mr. Rena Beans a happy birthday. Please have my buddy Coach Ted let her know what she should do to celebrate her last year of one of these decades. Thanks for the great show, guys. That from Geronimo of the Massive Monkeys. Let her know about what? Please have Coach Ted let her know what she should do to celebrate her last year in one of these decades.
All right, so she could be turning like 30, could be turning 40, could be turning 50. First of all, Geronimo, I don't have to be the only person to say this to you. Send me a DM. I want your thoughts on Ray Gun. Second of all, hey, if you're going in your 30s, start saving money, buy some Advil. If you're going into your 40s, you have a ton of Advil, probably have some money saved. If you're going into your 50s, say the hell with it, do whatever you want.
Guys, today's my oldest son's 24th birthday. Happy birthday, Nathan. We've been listening to you guys for over 10 years. Moved away quite some time ago, but he's still, and I listen every day. So thanks for the laughs and the memories. I'm so proud to be his mom and can't wait to see what next year brings. How about a big old bong rip and an original fish sandwich, please? Thanks, guys. That from Melissa in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Fish sandwich.
All but today is my 29th birthday. Heard your show for the first time when I was 14. Started listening regularly the summer before my 19th. Y'all rock. So So can I get the Captain Crunch Berries, Motivational Ted, and some dad jokes from Miles? Thanks, guys. That from Tevin.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, Tevin. You've been listening to this program for a long time. And you know what? A lot has happened in those years. Lucky the Leprechaun has gotten 6 DUIs. Tony the Tiger, most people don't know, he participated in the January 6th riots. Snap, Crack, and the Pop officially announced that they're a thruple. The Honey Nut Cheerios bee, he finally confessed that the thing sticking out of his butt is not a stinger. The Trix Rabbit started numbing his pain with fentanyl because he can't just have some tricks. Toucan Sam developed a severe case of hemorrhoids, but most recently, Count Chocula hired Rudy Giuliani as a stunt double, and no one can tell. Crunch Berries.
Oh, no. All right, it's been a rough day already. Last year in your 20s, your 29th birthday, I say you go out with a bang. Sure, even Coach did something special for his 30th. You flip that script. Maybe there's a game you've always wanted to go to. Go to it. You know what I mean? Like, travel alone. Do something wild and just be like, I'm getting it out before I'm 30. Maybe turn 30, you can still take the trip if you save some money.
Dad jokes.
How do you annoy Lady Gaga? How do you annoy her? How do you annoy Lady Gaga?
You poke her face.
Poke her face.
Yep. All right. Yep.
Guys, a pirate walks into a bar wearing a paper towel hat. The bartender asks, what's up with a paper towel hat? The pirate says, arr, there be a bounty on me head. And one more. Guys, I went to my barber, said, can I have a haircut like Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So he gave me a booster seat.
With a little horse?
Yeah. All the guys love the show. Never a newer listener here, but my coworker Mike is a longtime listener, huge fan. He tuned in every day on his way home. Would you all please give him a shout out if possible? Make a crazy train reference. Thanks, guys. That from Bree.
A crazy train reference.
As far as Ozzy Osbourne goes,
that's the only crazy train.
I hope he's in a blizzard of ass tonight. How's it?
In a blizzard of ass. Much different album.
Oh.
Guys, I'm hoping you can help me give a huge 30-second birthday shout-out to Mikey Walter, the best husband, friend, and father anyone can ask for. He deserves the best day. Loves your show. Thanks, guys. That from Serene. Dealer's choice there, Mike.
You like that? You like that?
Fuck God or my father.
Guys, today's my 37th. I know my wife is hella busy at work, so I figure I'll do it myself. Can I get a fish sandwich montage and Coach Ted hyping me up about doing nothing on my birthday? Thanks, guys. That from Tez.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I
have
a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
At noon
and at night.
Can I buy you a fish
sandwich?
Oh, you don't want a fish sandwich?
Lay on the couch. Take a long hot shower in the middle of the day. Lay back on the couch. You don't even have to answer your phone other than thanks for the birthday message. Enjoy your time off.
Guys, birthday shout out to my husband and best friend, Raymond. Have a happy birthday and enjoy your last year of your 30s. Please give him the Dirty Germans, telling him how much they'd love to play his trombone or vice versa.
Yeah, only if it's old and rusty.
Yeah, I just like the way it slides in and out. You know, it's that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's
aggressive in here.
Guys, today's my brother Adam's 40th. Can you please give him that girl in your Johnson boat song? Thanks, guys. That from Nathan.
Give your girl in your Johnson.
Please wish the beautiful Grumposaurus Rex a happy birthday. Have Miles give him some jokes to help her cope with T. Diddles, a.k.a. Truman. Always picking on Mom. Love Johnny, T. Diddles, and Preston. All right. How many ears does Captain Kirk have? How many ears does Captain Kirk have?
How many ears does Captain Kirk have?
Three. The left ear, the right ear, and the final front ear.
Well done. Well done.
What's the difference between a Tesla and a cactus? The difference between a Tesla and a cactus.
Okay. Easy.
They both grow under the sun?
No, yeah. One's got them on the outside.
I got Clarence on that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it.
Oh, then this one for you, Mike. I like saying the word perineum.
Do you?
It just slides right off the tongue. let's see. Yeah.
Who okayed that?
Who gave you clearance on that?
Our boss.
They're the boss.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He lets things go.
He does.
On his stuff that
and
I would always
dump. He's been loose with that word, and I don't accept that word on my airwaves.
All right. Hello, Michelle. Today is my 54th birthday. Yep, I'm pretty much the same age as Miles and Thrill. Can I please get the Dirty Germans talking about how I'm the longest listener, and I can only see out of one eye? Let's see here. And my final request, Ted, could you please say frustrated Vietnamese philanthropist in an ambulance? Thanks, guys. Still listen every day to the podcast from your longest listener, One-Eyed Greg, in Reisterstown, Maryland.
Yeah, it's interesting thing about One-Eyed Greg from Reisterstown. He is our longest listener, and he is one-eyed. We're talking, of course, both about his penis.
Yeah, he actually has two working eyes on his head.
Yeah, it has been his penis who's been listening.
Here we go. Frustrated Vietnamese philanthropist in an ambulance. Have fun in Puget County, Greg.
Oh, gosh, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Complex.com created a list of the 50 best breakfast cereals of all time, a.k.a. How You Got Diabetes. let's just get it out of the way. I'm going to read more, but number one is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's got to be.
Thrill. He is exactly right. And honestly, there's a lot of cereals I like, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch, every time you have it, you're like, well, this is the best cereal ever made.
Toss them on your vanilla ice cream, too.
I've done that. It's like eating dessert. And I will say this, when you're done eating your cereal, it's the most delicious milk to drink after the fact.
I also have the years a lot of this stuff was invented. Some of it's kind of wild. Wheaties got into the list at number 17.
Really?
A lot of us ate Wheaties, but I don't know that I would say
anyone liked it.
Right, like I always tell people, I obviously as a kid you love Frosted Flakes, but yeah. Your parents would get you Wheaties. And then me and my brother would sit there and dump sugar on the Wheaties.
My parents would buy us Wheaties, but they did not eat Wheaties. We ate Wheaties. And we did not ask for Wheaties, but at that time, Bruce Jenner, he was on the front of the box. So that's, to me, it's the only reason anyone bought Wheaties is because of whatever athlete was on the box.
Some random stuff. Trix was number 14. That came out in 1954.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We're a little short on time, so I'm mostly going to run through the top 10. Number 10 on the list, you had Cocoa Puffs.
Not bad.
Okay. Introduced in 1958. This one sounds healthy. I don't know that it is, but Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds.
Not healthy, but like there's some healthy ingredients, but they have found a way to make it not healthy.
It's just better without the almonds.
It's what's that?
It's better without the almonds.
I like my favorite cereal is probably Raisin Bran Crunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But over time, I have realized like basically you eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch probably has less sugar than mine does. let's see, number 8 on the list. Hey, my Lucky Charms.
Oh, yeah.
I was introduced in 1964 during the second wave of the potato famine.
Oh, God.
Jeez, so bad.
Jeez, shit.
Number 7 on the list of 50 best breakfast cereals, Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, 1952, right? Wheaties been out since 1921, so it took a little over 30 years for somebody to be like, hey, what do we put sugar on these things?
Because the kids keep doing it.
Number 6 on the list from 1965, Apple Jacks.
They're okay. What? I haven't had Apple Jacks.
I would like to try them again as an adult. For whatever reason, as a kid, we never had them, and I can't remember what they taste like.
We had them all the time. It's apples and cinnamon, man. It's fantastic.
Yeah, if you want to go back in time, buy those like 8 packs
variety
of the
boxes,
single
man,
boxes.
Yeah, the little tiny ones.
Number 5 on the list, also, and you could yell this at people sometimes, like, get out of here, Fruit Loops.
Oh, yes, you could do that.
Yes, you can.
Fruit Loops also now, in, like, the snack aisle, they just have, like, bigger ones.
And I've seen those,
It's like a bag. Like, they're just like, look, come on, you don't need milk for us.
Do Fruit Loops taste different than Trix?
Yes.
I'd have to do a comparison, but I'm sure that there's got to be some slight difference.
Right. I feel like there's a little bit more of a quote-unquote fruity
flavor. Fruit Loops have more of a crunch, too.
Yeah.
A little harder.
Let's see. Number four on the list, Oreos. Introduced in 1997.
Nah.
I never had that. I love Oreos, but I would never think to put that as my cereal.
I think we did it one time, and it's fine, but there's some. I don't like doing cookies for breakfast.
And that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, same with the chocolate crunch or the chocolate
the cookie
chips.
Cookie crisp.
Yeah, and I mean, look, by the time those came out, Miles, right, 97. Like,
yeah, but
you're an adult. You're not buying
Famous Amos and just pour them into a bowl and add milk.
Right.
Number three on the list, Captain Crunch Crunch Berries.
Yep.
That was next level. Captain Crunch is already a good cereal, but Crunch Berries was next level.
I never cared for the Captain. I'd try it again. Captain.
Really?
I don't know. We just never had it in my
Texter
house.
Said they changed the recipe so they don't take the
rip
roof
your mouth.
Off.
Okay. You know, yeah.
Now, number two on the list, highly debatable, but to me, it's, I love it to this day. I will eat bowls of this. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yes.
They're fine. Mm.
And Honey Nut Cheerios, honestly, is not the, compared to everything else on this list, you're fine with Honey Nut Cheerios.
Good for the heart. Billy West says so.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And I'm sorry. People that eat regular Cheerios, you are, I don't know what's wrong with
you're
you.
You're crazy.
You're 2 years old.
I know one person that does that's an adult, and you know who I'm talking about. And yeah. I don't know.
But my daughter never made the switch.
Right? She's stuck eating, with regular?
She was eating Cheerios, like you said, 2 years old, whatever. And we're like, ooh, we're going to introduce her to Honey Nut Cheerios. She's like, no, thank you.
And then, like I said earlier, number one on the list, thrills been talking about it as long as I've known him, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I feel like that's always at the top of every list.
Because it's
could,
that good.
You could also know because there's Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored, like milkshakes and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
I've never gone to a place and they said, do you want a Honey Nut Cheerio milkshake?
Do any of you guys have actually a box of cereal at home?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
I do. Okay. There's Lucky Charms,
cereal
Cinnamon
Miles,
Toast Crunch.
Cereal is like peanut butter. I don't buy it because I will eat it.
We got Corn Chex right now.
Ooh.
Okay.
Dude, I had some smoked Chex Mix the other day at a tailgate.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Awesome.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, shout out. Thanks, Bryce.
All right, coming up, we'll drink and tell us with the shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hi, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Honk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study says staring at screens makes it difficult for kids to speak properly. I feel like that's a common thing that's going around right now. You know, there's plenty that every generation makes fun of about any other generation, and one thing that is being made fun of about the younger generation, the iPad generation, as it were, is they have a really hard time with their awes.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if that's part of it. I don't know what the correlation is there, because even the video vegetables that they make where they're like, here, watch Miss Rachel or Blippi or whatever it is, it's no different than I sat down and I watched Barney when I was a kid. You know, we watched Sesame Street. So learning via the screen is nothing new. So why is the staring at the screen
That's interesting.
Making it difficult for them to speak properly?
I don't know. My daughter just had, she talked so fast and mumbled. It was just hard to understand her. I'd be like, hey, slow down, baby.
Right. No kidding.
Just slow down. Like, yep. She talked 1,000 miles an hour. And I was like, maybe. I can't even understand what you're saying.
So they feel this need to give you all of the information or they're super excited or something. It's like, just slow down, man.
From what I've seen, I just think, like, Barney was kind of slow-paced. Yeah. Or whatever. Or like Sesame Street. It seems like a lot of times when kids are watching stuff, it's just... it's a lot of, especially if you're, even stuff kids can watch is like stuff about games or whatever. So there's slang involved or.
That's a lot of it.
If you're watching TikTok, it's just so fast paced and quick. I think they have a hard time concentrating.
I was about to make that same argument as that, just like you're saying, with TikTok and with everything else going on there, they're getting information at such a fast rate.
Yeah.
And videos come at them so quickly that they do have 100 thoughts all at once.
Yeah, that's what they see.
I mean, I saw a little kid have a breakdown because of a commercial. And I was like, what is going on?
Because the commercial showed up at all.
Right. And I realized, like, that kid was just so used to, like, putting on a show or hitting skip that, like...
You can't skip
the
kid,
right? I was just like, oh my God.
Oh, my kids hate it.
Sure.
Oh God, there's a commercial. I'm like, dude, listen, shut up.
Then again, we all hated commercials. That was the problem.
We all hated commercials, but now that we work in radio, I'm like, look, the reason this is free is because of that.
Right.
And Dad ain't paying for this crap you want to watch. That's why we have
commercials. I've heard some people, maybe in your case, you could just be like, well, this is how Daddy makes money.
Oh, I'll explain that. I go, look, man, it's not really like the company doesn't really pay me. These people that advertise pay the company, and then they take some of that and they give it to the rest of us, but that's why they're there.
You guys ever watch a show that has been basically bought out by another network, and so it's airing on a different channel altogether, and then they put commercials in the wrong place?
It's not at the commercial break.
No.
If you do any program that has commercial breaks,
there's natural
the way they
moments.
Set up the story arc.
Right. Many cliffhangers to get you through the break.
Right. You want to come back after the break and see what's going to happen next.
Right.
And I've seen that a couple of times.
That
where I'm
gets
like,
you to sit through the commercials.
That's kind of the whole point. You see, we all work together on this.
So
but yeah, I've seen
them.
That where I'm like, how in the hell? Or sometimes you watch a show where they've taken out all the commercials, but the show originally had commercial breaks.
Yeah.
So there's a scene, then it kind of fades to black, and then 1 second later, the show is back.
One almost throws me off more.
It's weird.
You're right. Like, on certain streaming services, and it's like, oh, all right, it's back.
Oh, we're back. Okay.
We all know the First Amendment, right? Everybody know the First Amendment?
Free speech.
Free speech.
Freedom of the press.
There you go. So a recent poll found that actually most Americans can't name all 5 freedoms in the First Amendment. So we've got 2.
Speech.
So 73% could tell you that it was freedom of speech. Everybody knows that the First Amendment is the freedom
congregate
of speech.
Congregate or protest or what?
To assembly.
Right to assembly, sure.
Anybody else? That's 3 out of 5. First Amendment, you have the right to free speech, the freedom of, to assemble, the freedom of the press.
Freedom of religion.
Of religion is 4. Anybody know the 5th one? It's the very end one. This was the one that people knew the fewest.
So I feel like we ignore at least 3 out of 5.
Now, but
petition. The freedom to petition the government.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was some like it was in the teens, like 16% of people remembered that the freedom to petition the government.
I mean, speech is the main one, and people abuse that a little bit. Freedom of the press, you know,
right?
That should be a thing, right?
Right.
Yeah, petition it. But I feel like a lot of times your freedom of speech, you are kind of petitioning the government,
right?
Your right to assemble, to protest, whatever it is.
And it is interesting that we've kind of just almost diminished the First Amendment to just freedom of speech. Everything is just freedom of speech. Like, no, it's not. It's First Amendment.
Right. Exactly.
The website...
I think... I don't know who said it. I've heard Thrill say it. I stole it. Like, freedom of speech does not protect you from freedom of consequences from the private company you work for.
Correct. From the private sector.
Yeah. You can say anything you want, just there will be consequences. Yeah.
Correct. It is freedom of consequences from the government.
Right.
Right.
A private company can fire you.
It is well within my First Amendment right to go out on the street and just...
And depending on what you say,
scream the word.
The Justice Department or whoever... They will justify what you said based on the actions that happened.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It is not a freedom to not get your ass kicked.
So if you yell fire in a movie theater and somebody gets trampled and stomped or whatever the deal is and you create panic.
Correct.
You're gonna pay the price.
You're gonna pay for it. The website Word Tips used X data to determine the country's... Word Tips. used X data to determine the countries of the world that swear the most. And they actually had a very comprehensive map. So first, they give you the full global. Not going to shock anybody. The United States swears more than any other country on the planet, especially on Twitter. And that's kind of where they took it. Yeah, you got it. Then they broke it down to the states. Anybody know the state in the United States that swears the most?
Jersey.
Not Jersey. Good call.
New York?
Right area. Not New York.
Boston. Or Massachusetts.
Maryland.
Oh, yeah, because Baltimore is the number one city.
Baltimore is the number one city in the globe. Worldwide, the number one sweariest city in the globe.
That makes me happy. I mean, it does. Look, man, I'm an adult. I don't effing care. Good.
FCC doesn't even exist in Baltimore radio. Like, just let it go. Whatever.
If you've been to Baltimore, you'd get it.
That's what I was going to say. If you've been there, you're going to cuss a lot.
And then they also did break it down within the state. They didn't get it down too far, but they did show the sweariest city in every state. Anybody know which city in this state, the state of Washington, that swears the
Tacoma.
Most?
Spokane.
Tacoma, Spokane, both great guesses. But no, Miles, you're the final guess here. The number one city in Washington state that swears the most.
Yakima.
Not Yakima. It's always the rogue one, however it makes sense. Federal Way.
Yeah,
almost in Tacoma.
Hey, good on your Federal Way.
Yeah.
Keep running your effing mouth.
It's like the... I'm not going to say it. I'm going to make people mad.
They should make t-shirts. F you, but you're welcome here.
But you're welcome. A new study found the average American asks people to repeat themselves 1,000 times a year. Based, you know, what'd you say? What
so
was
three,
that?
About 2.5-3 times a day.
Exactly. And I say usually it's because they're talking at a time when you aren't listening. Nor should you expect it to be listening. You know,
or somebody's not actively listening.
Exactly. I'm watching TV or I'm working.
That's the only time my kids will speak to me.
Like, I shouldn't have to be... cater, you know, I shouldn't have to always have to wait for you to say something, right? But these types of people aren't trying to be rude or intrusive. They're just socially unconscious. And that can get people's, that can get people on people's nerves after a while.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 socially unconscious people that instantly make us rage. You know what happens when you feed a stray kitten? You now have a pet kitten. We're all fairly affable people, right? Sure. But when you make small talk with someone and you think it's just a one-time occurrence, beware of feeding the stray cat. That socially inept Luddite just found their new best friend. Hooray! My life has some meaning. And you curse the very ground they walk on, the very air they breathe. You don't necessarily want them dead, but it'd be okay if that seemingly cute kitten was snatched up by a bird of prey.
I don't think he's talking about a cat. So these are 10 socially unconscious people that instantly make us rage. Send me all your hate. I made this list. Number 10, basically the parent that lets their kid learn how to walk in a mall, airport, or a stadium. Look, I don't mind.
What do you mean? Learn how to walk?
Learning how to walk. I don't mind your kids walking around, but I feel like every time I'm in the airport or the mall, and it's always in the main area of traffic, there's always one parent with a one-year-old who doesn't quite have the steps down yet that we're letting learn how to walk all by themselves in the middle of this horrifically busy channel of people.
But here's why they do that, Mike. Because otherwise that kid is screaming at the top of their goddamn lungs, and you can't smother your children. So it's like, you know what? We're going to learn to walk.
I know, but they always just wander right in front of me. No, 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 Steve, come back this way. Come back this way. It's like, I have a flight to catch.
And I will say this. I have boarded planes where I'm walking like the child who's learning to walk. I'm going to get served. I'm like, what's that 1-year-old over there is walking just like me.
I can deal with that. It's the people, like, I understand it has four wheels. Still tow it behind you.
Correct.
Not out to the side.
Oh, God.
The driver distracted on their phone at a green light.
That pisses me off.
Especially the turn light. Especially the turn light.
I did it. I did it the other day and felt like an idiot.
Ah, it's the worst.
I know. So, like, my phone dinged. I usually don't look at it. I look down, and I mean, the light must have changed as soon as I looked down. I was like, oh, wonder what he's texted about. And then I heard the horn. I was like,
Ted,
bad. Come on, Ted.
Because you know they can see you looking at your phone. Yeah.
Exactly. It was 100% on me.
The guy that's on a phone call on speaker.
Oh, what in the hell, man?
That's the guy who's got the phone to his face, but he's not FaceTiming anymore.
Correct.
Right. He's just yelling into the phone microphone.
While at the urinal,
and a lot of these people work in an industry where they use a microphone every day.
That's right.
I've seen them.
Ah.
I always find it when I'm like, I am hearing proprietary information.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what, Phil. If we do that, the M7s are going for $3 million. I literally heard that today. I want to get five of whatever. I'm not going to get too deep when they're talking about it. He goes, well, it's going to cost the company $15 million. So we can finagle. And I'm like, dude, you're on the phone screaming this stuff.
I've been guilty of, I know Thrill has, maybe Mile has. Like, what are you doing? Like, oh, just watching an Instagram video while I poop.
Yeah.
10 socially unconscious people that instantly make us rage. The person that always talks during the dialogue of a show or a movie. And I will even qualify with this. You can even pause to let them get their whole point out. And then when you start the movie or the show again, they'll pick right up again.
They haven't gotten it all that. You see, my daughter's the worst. She always wants to watch a movie with me, which makes me feel good. Love spending time with the kids. And I always think, babe, do not talk during the movie. Got it. It lasts maybe 90 seconds. Yep. Kids, the last couple of nights, we have watched Sonic. Last night, we watched Sonic 2. I was not dying to watch either of these, but I enjoy spending time with the kids. And I understand there are moments where we speak or they have questions. My daughter, she's almost narrating the entire, but she's not really telling us. She's just talking. And I'm like, babe. Stop it.
Sorry, Dad. Sorry. Gotcha.
30 seconds later, she starts talking again.
You don't.
Right. The slow walking group that takes up the whole sidewalk.
Absolutely. No consciousness. Absolutely no social awareness.
And there's like six of them.
Period. And they do the Great Wall.
Yes, they do.
You can't get around them. You can't get through them.
I stand still and I let them walk into me.
They're six across.
Where am I going?
It's like, is this the opening of a TV show I don't know about?
I will say, because it happens a lot in front of our building for people coming out of here. I think those people just never walk on the street besides when they go to get lunch as a group of four or six.
You know what? Yeah.
I'm not excusing it. That's the only reason I could fathom it.
The guy that stands in the middle of a grocery aisle.
Oh.
With his cart, and they're all the way over here, or they're dragging from the front of the cart, so it's all the way on the side, like you're saying, with dragging behind you. No. The guy that squeezes into the elevator before you get off.
Oh, God, I hate that guy.
You have the Seattle guy that just stops his car in the middle of a road with a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit to let someone out or pick someone up.
I considered adding that to the list, Miles, but since that's more of a Seattle-centric thing, I decided to leave it off, however, that is
no hazard.
It would drive me crazy.
No, nothing.
But a lot of times, there's no one at the curb.
Right.
So they don't even, like, pull into the curb to drop them off. I'm sorry. Just stop.
Hulu employees, you can't stop the car and let someone out in front of the building. That is a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Mm-hmm. Much like the elevator, the man that forces his way through a door that you opened.
Oh, wow.
Now, look, I don't mind holding the door open for people.
Sure.
But when I open the door and just see you there, you don't get to crash your way through me.
This is a good list.
Yeah, thank you. And then the number one socially unconscious person that instantly makes us rage every time. The guy that stops at the top of an escalator or right outside of the doggone terminal gate.
Yeah.
Which way do we need to go?
Just walk move out of the way
in front of you.
Especially people that stop at the bottom. It's like, I'm going to run into you. You have to move.
I got nowhere to go. Yeah. I got nowhere to go.
My wife would get mad at me because the airport seems to be the worst. And I understand if you're not from that city, you need to find your directions in the airport. Get your connection. I understand your conundrum. The point is, the escalator's still moving. Just get out of the way. It's a thing. So I'll see them stop with their bags. And the escalator's still moving. And I always get the elbow. And I'm like, babe, I'm not being mean. I'm about to crash into these people.
I had a combo of a pair of them coming out of a flight one time. I forget which auction I was going to. But I came out of the doggone gangway. And a family fanned out right at the entrance. When I walked in, it's like, guys, I can't go anywhere.
Right.
I got a whole plane full of people trying to get out of here.
Just move.
I got to get the baggage claim before they take my stuff. A family in Canada found a little something extra in their blueberries, Miles.
What was in their blueberries?
Oh, I'll tell you all about it at 5:50. Oh, yeah, I know. It's rare L here, but I'll tell you at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This is 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith from the Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.